السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه، صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respect brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His infinite mercy changes the ahwal and conditions, and He runs this world according to His plan. Now we are in the new presidency era, and a lot of changing are taking place politically, and it is going to affect us also. And this is the qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, Allahumma malik al-mulk, tuti al-mulk man tasha, wa tanzi'u al-mulk min man tasha, wa tu'izzu man tasha, wa tuzillu man tasha, biyadika al-khayr, innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. Qul illahumma, O my Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you must inform the people. Allah is the one who has the power and qudrat, and He grants the kingdom to whom He wishes, and He takes away and snatches away from whom He likes, and He grants izzat, dignity and honor to whom He wishes, and He disgraces to whom He wishes. So izzah and zillah, the dignity and disgrace, it is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, 4 years ago, just look back, we were so scared. What will happen? He's anti-Muslim, he wants to do this and that. And alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected us throughout this period. And now this new government, new policy, inshallah, it will be hopeful. Look, Muslims are always hopeful. They do not lose the hope. And losing the hope, it is the sign of kufr. وَلَا تَيَّسُ مِنْ رَحْوِ اللَّهِ. Allah Ta'ala says, لَا تَقْنَتُ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. A believer cannot be hopeless. And we should not be so, you know, enjoying or celebrating. We don't know what is hidden in future, right? This just the faces are changing, but the policy is still the same. We cannot forget in the time of Obama and Biden, few years back, they bombed about 26,000 bombs on the 7 big Muslim countries, and millions of Muslims were killed in their era. So they all are same, you know, so we don't have to be worried about so much. But one thing, my brothers, we have to keep in mind as a believers, we must always stick to the rope of Allah. And our trust, our reliance, our hope should be only relying and depending on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should do whatever is our responsibilities as the Muslims, as the believers, and leave the rest of things in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have no power, we have no authority, we have no strength to interfere in the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever happening within us or around us, it is all pre-planned. It is the fate, it is the taqdeer, and we believe in taqdeer. خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. But in every situation, in every condition, our duty, our job, our responsibility is to rely and come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Halat and conditions always are trials and tribulations. And especially a Muslim ummah always have been targeted. And when we are going through with difficult time, and as we are coming closer to the Yawm al-Qiyamah, every day is worse than yesterday. You won't expect, or you cannot hope that tomorrow will be better than today. No. According to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before the Yawm al-Qiyamah, prior to Yawm al-Qiyamah, every day will be worse than the previous day. So we are very close to the Yawm al-Qiyamah. There are so many signs of the Qiyamah is already appeared and we are witnessing. There is no barakah in time. Time is running so fast, unimaginable. And this is one of the great signs of the Qiyamah that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, prior to the Yawm al-Qiyamah, the barakat from the time will be taken away. And this is exactly we are witnessing. There are so many things in our open eyes we are witnessing. So as we are going closer to the Yawm al-Qiyamah, the time will be worse and worse. The conditions, the ahwal will be worse than before. So only thing is that we have to have the strong belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have to do more a'mal, more actions to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always Muslims are targeted. But if you study the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned so many waqi'at, incidents, events in the Holy Quran. And Quran is not the book of fairy tale. It is the book of wisdom. It is the revelation, it is the kalamullah, it is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And each and every ayah of the Holy Quran is teaching us the lesson. And the whole Quran has been revealed for the guidance. Hudal lil muttaqeen, hudal lil nas. It is the guidance for the whole of mankind. And specifically, it is guidance for the believers. Those who are righteous, those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the guidance. So every story mentioned in the Holy Quran, it has the very great wisdom and lesson behind us, so we can learn something out of it. Now, look at when Bani Israel was going through trial and tribulation, like in today's time, so many Muslim nations are being targeted and they are going through with very difficult and very crucial time. We cannot imagine what's happening in Syria, what's happening in Burma, what's happening in Palestine. And you know, we are hearing and watching from the news. It's unbelievable. But what is the guideline for us, my brothers? Look at the seerah of the Prophet, or look at the Holy Quran, whatever mentioned. I will just share one incident. Bani Israel, in the time of Fir'aun, they were going through a very, very difficult and tough time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down two prophets together in one time to invite Fir'aun, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and his elder brother Hazrat Harun alayhi salam, and they tried their best to convince Fir'aun, but he did not accept Islam. Instead of that, he claimed ana rabbukum al-a'la, that oh people, believe me, I am the Lord, I am the greatest Lord. So towards the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down the wahi to Musa alayhi salam, that now hidayah is not in his taqdeer. Now you must take your Bani Israel, your followers from the Egypt, and you have to make hijrah. So as they were going through, and here Fir'aun came to know about that Bani Israel is living, they're going out of my control. He followed them with the huge army, with the power, mighty power. And here, when Musa alayhi salam came on the cross of the Red Sea, now there's a very, you know, sea is full of water. And so now Bani Israel got stuck there. And they say, Kalu inna lamudrakun. Oh Musa, you have brought us in very difficult situation. What you did with us? We became sandwiched now. We cannot go back. Because Fir'aun is behind us, chasing us, he's going to kill us. We cannot return back. And look, in front of us is the Red Sea. We're going to drown if you go forward. So there is no way for us. So they were looking to the present situation and condition, like today's time, we are suffering from all over, from all four corners. Everyone is targeting Muslims. And we have no way to turn. That was the exact situation of Bani Israel. But they were only looking around whatever in front of them. But look at what Musa alayhi salam, as the prophet of Allah, he had the full conviction and faith and yaqeen in the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Immediately he say, Kalla, inna ma'ya rabbi sayadi. That is the power, there is the spirit of the prophet. This is the iman of the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that dire situation when the destruction and failure is in front of their eyes. There is no way they can be saved and protected in physical term. Right? But look at the inner spirit and faith and conviction of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, never, kalla. Kalla is a very powerful word. Inna ma'ya rabbi, definitely, verily, with me is my Lord, who is all powerful. Sayyadin, he is going to bring out some way to some solution from this difficult situation. That was his tawakkul, that was his iman. He did not hesitate. He did not give up the hope on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested his iman, the level of his conviction, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the wahi to him. That, O Musa, strike your staff onto the water. Now, logically, you know, hitting the water is not going to benefit, is not going to save the whole people. It doesn't make sense outward. But the Prophet of Allah is always guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't use their logic. They have full trust and conviction in the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They totally rely on the wahi and revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't put their own logic, their own understanding, their own experience inside. They only follow the instruction and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to teach us a lesson that we as a human, because this is the Darul Asbab, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted, he could have showed the miracle without Musa alayhi salam striking the water, water could be split without striking. That was the qudrat of Allah, that could be happened. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted us to teach the lesson that as a human being, you also have to do something. Do some action, then rely on the qudrat of Allah. Here we are just sitting, doing nothing, and we expecting the mercy of Allah, we expecting the nusrat and help of Allah. It's not going to happen. We have to do something from our part. Here also Musa alayhi salam, whatever he had in his hand, the stick or stuff, he did some action. He strike onto the water, although he knew it's not going to make any sense. Here again we have to understand that striking of Musa alayhi salam on water did not split the water. The splitting of water happened through the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It did not happen by striking the Musa alayhi salam stick onto the water. Right? But as a Darul Asbab, as a means, we have to do something, and that action was required by Musa alayhi salam, and that was exact the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he did some action, then Allah's miracle came. Then Allah's help and nusrat came. And the water split into the into the 12 ways. 12 ways came, and Musa alayhi salam's whole followers, all Bani Israel, you pass that river very peacefully, very nicely, without any problem. So here is the very great lesson for us, my brothers, that first of all, we have to rely on Allah's qudrat. We have to do something from our side to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here in this time and age, we are more required to come more close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do some actions in amal more frequently. We should come to the masjid, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more frequently. We need more mercy of Allah than ever. And look at, if you sit at home and do nothing, continue your own way, Allah's nusrat and madad is not going to come. So we have to do some more actions to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we have to totally rely in the help and nusrat and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah will take out the whole nation from any trial and from any tribulation, from any hardship, from any difficulty. After all, we all rely on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُ. Whoever rely and depend on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with full conviction, yaqeen and faith, then Allah is sufficient for him. Allah is sufficient for him. Allah is more powerful. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Allah has power over everything. May Allah give us tawfiq to rely on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do more and more actions in amal and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.